Bien, andar y el caso me va a ir. Let us see next about the last basis. Vishovin Shamashikin Amayim Bikliyevin Litara. We hear in the Mishnah that even though there's a machlekes, Beishame and Beisilu, if one is permitted to table Kalim, but one is permitted to make a shoke with a kli eved. So Tosfos makes a diuk, avuloi bikli eitz. A Tosfos for hashoke is only permitted with a kli eved, not with a kli eitz. Why not? Lefi shehu mekabel tume min hamashkin, because a kli eitz will be mekabel tume from the mashkin. A mashkin midarabonon is metama keli. V'nimtzo shu matvil keli. The Mishnah says that everyone is moideh, avoloi matbilin. One is not permitted to make hashoke and hatbola at the same time. So therefore, you're only permitted to make hashoke in a kliyev. V'imtayma, so now Tosfos asks Akashe, amai ein matbilin hoisai. Why can't you be matbil this keli that became tamei from the mind to me? The ike talti lutivusa. There are two reasons that one should be able to be mitair this keli. Chode de nitma biyontif. Number one, if you want to make a shok in yontif, so the keli became tomei in yontif. We learned before a keli that became tomei in yontif, a filo from an avatume, one is permitted to table it. Ba'oid de loy nitma ki'in bevladatume. And number two, this keli became tomei from a vladatume. The kul alma moidim the matvilin lechol apirushim below, and if he became nitma with avlada tume, afilu erev yontav with nitma with avlada tume, one is permitted to betayvel it. So memele, so Tosfos asks, so why is it also? Ulaman v'muki maslisim b'shabes uchrabon anichet. Later we'll see there's a machlokes of our Mishnah speaking about Shabbos or Yontav. Now, so if our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos, it's very good. The whole heter of Nitma Boy Bayoin, or the heter of Lada Tuma, was only said by Yontif, not by Shabbos. Memele, so our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos. I will amount the book of the Yontif Kosh. Yeshleima, the Mikomokim, Ein Ligraim, Hatume, Lekli, Biyodayim, Kedei, Sheyat, Vilana. So Tosfos says, that is true. Let us go to the first kash. The first kash was nitma boy bayoim. And the loche is that nitma boy bayoim, one is permitted to table the keli. So Tosfos says, that is true. If it was nitma, obo mikomokim ein ligraim hatume lekli biyodayim. But one is not permitted to be goyrim tume biyodayim, to be metame de keli, kedei shiyat bilanu, in order you should be able to be matpulit. The dab gikshen nitmo kvar bivlada tume, hu de mat bilanoise. If it was nitmo veri bivlada tume, then we're matpul. Abul also le tamoise omenat lat bile biyante. But one is not permitted to be metame in order to be able to be matame. So Tosfos makes a chilek between nitmo me'elo to be metame biyodai. Now, Davne Miluyim in the Chubis in Simin Yud says he understands the teretz of Tosfos on one kashe, but in the second kashe he doesn't understand the teretz of Tosfos. And he explains as follows. Let us say, according to Rava, we paskin like Rava. He says, Rava holds that the reason one is not permitted to be table a keli in Yontif is because it's a Mechzike Mesak. So he says, according to Rove, if it was Nitma Biyontif, you're allowed to table it. Why? We've found the Mechzike Mesakim. So he brings from the Shita Mekabetzis a beautiful book. The Shita Mekabetzis says that if it was Nitma Biyontif, it's Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, that was Shahoyi Yekshal Asaisa Me'erev Yontif, that Gelat Lalocha, we paskin, that Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, Shehefshal Asaisa Me'erev Yontif, Gelat Adoin Yontif. So that means if a person in Yontif, a Keli became broken, so he's permitted to fix the Keli. So it's Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, Shehefshal Asaisa Me'erev Yontif, Gelat Adoin Yontif. So Mamel, that's the chilek, if he became nitmo in yontif, so I became tamei now. So what, the tvilas anirikim esakim? So if it became broken, you're allowed to fix it. That's machshirei eichel nefesh. I need the pot for the tapshilim I'm cooking. So machshirei eichel nefesh, yevshla seis merev yontif, so eisen eisen yontif. So you're allowed to be mesakim akele. If it was nitmo erev yontif, so that's machshirei eichel nefesh, so yevshla seis merev yontif. So ain't nice and nice beyond it. So he says, therefore, the teretz. So he says, but let us say if a person will be metamin ad the keli in yontif. So he says, what's the whole lomdis? What's the whole lomdis of marshirei oichel nefesh efshel asayisam berav yontif? That means I couldn't be misakin at Erev Yontif. He says, what'll be, a person will go and break a keli in Yontif. So he says, is he won't have any heter? Who told you to break it? He says, if I could have fixed it. So it's cool. There's a taina, why didn't you fix it? So if I didn't have to break it, so why did you break it? That means it wasn't necessary to have this broken keli. You broke it. So that's equivalent to machshirei nefesh. So he says, if you'll be mitame the keli, so then it is no heta of machshirei oichel nefesh she'efshalas. Who tells you to be mitame the keli? So there'll be no heta to be table the keli. So he says, the first teretz of Taisvis, and the first kasha of Taisvis understands the teretz. It tells the beautiful teretz. But he says, Taisvis asked the second kasha. The second kasha is, that's a vlada tumet. The longest of Avlada Tuma is that since it's only a Tuma Darabonon, so it's not called a Mesakin. That's the Kasha. Now that's the Heter of Avlada Tuma. Therefore, Afilu Avlada Tuma may Erev Yontif, you're also allowed, Afilu became Tomei Erev Yontif, you're allowed to Toivel it in Yontif. It means even though you could have been Mesakin at Erev Yontif, you're allowed to do it in Yontif because it's not considered a Tikkun. That's the longest. So he says, if Avlada Tum is not considered a Tikkun, so Vos Geit Mir on that he's doing it. This Kasha, Davne Miluim asks me, here's a host of Torah Tefem for this Kasha, but Al Kaponim, the Kasha is a Meiridike Kasha. There's another Ha'ore on this Taisvitz. Taisvah says as follows, it's nitma bevlada tume, so then you're allowed, to be tavelet. Now, the Gemara had said before that why if nitma bevlada tume you're allowed to table it. So the Gemara says because kahanim zrizim. So memele there's no reason to be geizer avlada tume oto and ava tume. So memele that's why avlada tume is mutter. So Taisus asked Akasha, why should you say that it's only negeya kahanim? It's negeya Yisraelim also. It's negeya Yisraelim if they also table a keli that's nitma bevlada tumit.
It shouldn't be metama the mashkin. That was Taisus Kashlach Yitchesa Medallah. So Taisus said that speaking about a kli menukif, so you can't use it for mashkin. If you can't use it for mashkin, so it's only negeya for kahanim. That's what Taisus said. So it comes out. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says like this. Avlada tume, you're allowed to toivel because kahanim's reason. So the only hechech that it's only negeh kahanim is when it is speaking about a kli menukiv. If it's not a kli menukiv, then it's not negeh kahanim. So then the hetter of avlada tume falls off. Then it's negeh everyone. Now, if we're speaking about that he wants to make hashoke, and he hears mayim tmeim, he wants to make hashoke in a keli, in a kli eight. So what kind of keli are we speaking about? If we're speaking about a keli with a loch, he won't make any hashoke before he knows that he won't have any water in the keli. So a kochach, we're speaking about here a keli without a loch. So a keli without a loch, so this keli, is this keli, bechlal, so you don't have the heter of kahanim's reason. This is a keli that everyone is oisik in the tar of this keli. So, what's bechlal tois this kasha of vlada tume? Vlada tume, you're allowed to be table. That's a vlada tume with a loch. He was speaking about a vlada tume without a loch. So, samazay it should be also. So, what's samazay tois the second kasha? And we mentioned before that the Malin says he doesn't understand the teretz on the second kasha, but now the shell is what's bechlal the second kasha. Avlada tume is only muta with a loch. He was speaking about a keli without a loch. So the Chassam Sofer says that the whole, that is only negeya, Rav Yosef and Rabbi. Rav Yosef and Rabbi that set up such tik teirem that Rabbi said Shema Yavirenu. And the kasha was of Lada Tumah, let's be Geyser, Otto, and Ava Tumah, or let's be Geyser, Shah Kalim, Otto, Begodim. So there we had to say that it's Muslim. Lo Shricha, Lo Gozer, Babona. That was according to them. So you have to say this whole Shtik Torah. For example, but according to Rove, you don't have to come on to Kahanam Bechlal. According to Rove, the Lundus is very poshut. You're not allowed to toivel a keli that's nitmo because it's nirikim misakin. If it was nitmo bevlada tume, so since it's only a tume derabona, so it's not a nirikim misakin. So memele, so this whole shtik teure is enachanami. According to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they have to come on to the shtik teure of kahanim's rizim. And by them it only applies by a keli shiesh by nekev, so here there's no kasha. Here, avlada tumi, you won't be able to be toivel. So the kasha finds itself nishtam. But taisvis kasha is a libe derove. The reason avlada tumi, you're permitted to toivel, because it's not considered a mesakin, since it's only tumi midarabonon. So memele, so taisvis is asking a good kasha, according to them. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Now let us go to the Gemara. V'shovin shemashikin es hamayim b'chli eved. May avo loy matbilin. What is pshat? The Mishnah says one is permitted to make hashoke, to be metayer the mayim t'mayim, avo loy matbilin. What's that loy matbilin? O mashmul, ein matbilin es hakeli al gabi meimov l'tarei b'yom. You're not allowed to be matvil the keli al gabi meimav. That means you cannot make a hashoke with the hatbole bebasach. That you can't do. So the Gemara asks, "Moni masnisen loy Rebbe veloy Rabbon." The Mishnah isn't going according to Rebbe, not according to the Rabbon. The Sanye, we learned a baraisa that says as follows: "Ein matbilin es a keli al gab meimav letaroi." One is not permitted to be matpul akeli agav meimo, ve'ein mashikin es amayim b'chli eben letaro. Divrei Rebbe. So the Chachomim say, the Rebbe says, say hashok is also, and say hatbol is also. The Chachomim oimrim matbilim keli agav meimo letaro, u'mashikin es amayim b'chli eben letaro. Both amutah. So memele, So money, so who is our Mishnah going like? E Rebbe Kashe Ashoker. Our Mishnah is Mater Ashoker, Rebbe Asad Ashoker. E Rabbonon Kashe Hadbola. And according to the Rabbonon, it's Shver Hadbola. They were Mater Hadbola, and our Mishnah Asad Hadbola. So Gemara says, Iboyis Eimo Rebbe, Iboyis Eimo Rabbon. Iboyis Eimo Rebbe. It could be that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Aye, Rebbe holds Hatbole is, Rebbe holds Hashoke is also, is Reisha de Bereise Biyontev, Beseife Bishabes. The Bereise, that we hear the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon started off by saying, Ein Matbilin, that's the Reisha, Ve Ein Mashike. So the Gemara says, this Bereise is talking about two different Zmanim. Ein Matbilin is speaking about Yontev. At Yontev, you're not matbil. And it would seem from the Reisha, you're not matbil in Yontev, but you're mashikin Yontev. So that's Mamish, our Mishnah. Mashikin, the Ein Matbilin. The Sefer that says Ein Mashikin, that's speaking about Shabbos. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to make Hashok. Reisha de Bereise Biyontev, the Sefer Bishabbos, the Kulam Asnisim Biyontev, and our Mishnah can go according to Rebbe. Now Mishnah is speaking about Yontev, and by Yontev, Rebbe holds that Hatbola is Osa, Hashoke is Muta, and that's exactly what it says in our Mishnah. Iboyis Eimo Rabono. If you want, I can tell you our Mishnah is going according to the Rabono. And again, the Rabono is Reisha is Beyontev and Seif is Beshabbos. So the Reisha that says, that is Matbilin is speaking about, the Reisha that says Matbilin is speaking about Yontev, that's what it says in our Mishnah, the Reisha that says Matbilin is speaking about Yontev, and the Sefer that says Mashikin is speaking about Shabbos, the Kula Masnisim be Shabbos, and our Mishnah will be speaking about Shabbos. So therefore, our Mishnah says, Mashikin Abul Ein Matbila. Now let us see Rashi. Ein Matbilin Keili Atzorich Tvile Al Gav Hashokas Meim of Lataira. A Keili that you have to table, so you can't be matful the Keili together with the Hashoka. You can't do two Pu'ulas in one shot, but you'll make Hashoka and Atbola. Also, Hashoka is Mutter, but Atbola is also. Hori Garcinin, the Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Ein Matbilin as a Keili Algabi Meimov Letaroi, the Ein Mashikin as a Maim Bechle Evan Letaron, Divre Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. So Rebbe holds Ashoke and Adbolazos. Vachachomim Oimrim Matbilim Keili Algabi Meimov Letaroi, Mashikin as a Maim Bechle Evan Letaroi. His money. So who is our Mishnah going according to? E Rebbe, if it's going according to Rebbe, Kasha Ashoke. So Shver, why was our Mishnah Matar Ashoke? Rebbe Yasad Ashoke. E Rabbonon, Kasha Hatbole. If the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon, so then Shver, our Mishnah Asas Hatbole, and the Rabbonon were Matar Hatbole. So the Gemara answers, Iboyis Eima Rebbe, Iboyis Eima Rabbon. Iboyis Eima Rebbe, could be our mission going according to Rebbe. Masnise de Breise Reishe Biyontev. Veseife Bishabes, Vekulo Masnisen Biyontev. The Breise de Reishe is talking about Yontev, Seife is talking about Shabes. And our mission is speaking only about Yontev. Iboyis Eima Rabbonom. Vekulo masnisin b'shabes v'hochi pirusha. I Rebbe, if our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, koshi hashoke, the Rebbe also, Rebbe asked hashoke in the Bereise, masnisin nan mashike. I Rabbonon, if our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon, kasha hatbole, v'inu shori lahatpo, masnisin toni ein matbilu. U'mishani, so the Gemara answers, reishe v'masnise, Reisha de Milsa de Rebbe, the Airi Bahat Bola la Oisro, Ho Ashoke Sharye, Airi Beyonte. Rabbi is the reish of the braise that says these two halachas, at bola zosa and vaisteis hashok is muta. That's speaking about Yom Tov. V'seife de milse de osa af hashok ha'ayri b'shabbos. V'chein rabono nami reish ha'ayri b'yom tov v'seife ha'ayri b'shabbos. Bochikom. Now Rashi starts explaining. Matbilin, now Rashi goes to the rabbonim first. Matbilin keili agabi meimov letarei biyonte. You're allowed to be matbil. V'chosh came to mashikin. That's all in yonte. U'mashikin es amayim b'chol yevim b'shabbos ashoke ein at bololoi. Now, this ukimte that the Baraisa is speaking about two different zmanim. So Rashi says, "Ubatesefte de beye udeshabes pedi toni bochi." It says in the Tesefte like this: "Ein matbilin." This is in Rebbe. "Ein matbilin as a keli al gabi meimov letarei biyontev." So the iser in yontev is hatbole, but not hashoke. "Veimashikan as a maim bichliyevon letarei b'shabes divrei Rebbe chachamim moimrim." The other way, that matbilin b'yontev, umashikim b'shabbos. Ahashte, the b'raise metuk ma'ochi. So now that we zetzt ein the b'raise, that the reish of the b'raise is speaking about yontev, and the seif of the b'raise is speaking about Shabbos, so now our Mishnah can go according to everyone. Just have to know if our Mishnah is speaking about Yom Tov or Shabbos. Our Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos. Hilkach. Hat bole asire vashoke shaye. Ke rabbonon. Domri mashiken es amayim bichli evan letaron b'shabbos. Hashoke hu disharye. Or at Bolos Kalem Asiri in Shabbos, and our Mishnah will be speaking about Shabbos. Biboyis Eimo, Rebbe Ktonilo, could be our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Vikulam Asnisin Beyontev, our Mishnah is speaking about Yontev. Kida Amrino, Ein Madbilin Asakele Gabi Meimov Letare Beyontev, at Bolo Doloi HaShoke Bechliyev and Shabbos Domi. So that is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, and it's a beautiful teretz. Ubisvorim shalonu nechlefo reisha leseife veseife lereisha. Tachsiv bohu bereisha ein mashikin vohoda ein matbila. Now, this is a shrek. I mean, so it says in the Baraisa, let's say according to Rabbi. Right, the Baraisa says the Reish is Ein Mashikin. The Seif is Ein Matbilin. And what does the Gemara say? That the Reish is speaking about Yontif. So Seif Ein Mashikin B'Yontif. Ein Mashikin B'Yontif. And Lochere, why they give us Ein Matbilin B'Yontif? And the Seif says Ein Matbilin B'Shabbos. And Lachel B'Ei Mashikin also B'Shabbos. I mean, if Bol is... But how could our Mishnah be going according to Rebbe to speaking about Yontif? It's a klepzach nisht. Valkein Roy HaTalmidim Shogu Peperushe Shel Sug Yezu. So they got stuck. They had a different gilse. Ben Odom Yochel L'Yashva Alkan. The Gersim Mipnei Doichik, so because there's a problem. They said they had a different gils in the Baraisa. So if you have a different gils in the Baraisa, so they have a problem. So their Gers as follows. Umas Nisen Reishe Biyontev Viseife Bishabbos. Now their Gers, not the Baraisa is speaking about Reishe Biyontev Viseife Bishabbos. Now our Mishnah is speaking about Reisha B'Yontev V'Seifa B'Shabbos. In Meforshinen, we'll come to the Baraisa soon. But let's just see what they're saying. Meforshinen, Reisha diktoni mashikin biyontif koma. Vitane hashoke vuhu hadin lahadbole. The Mishnah says that hashoke is muta biyontif and hadbole is also muta. Vesefer diktoni aval loimat bilim airi bishabbos. Speaking about Shabbos, Vitana hadbole, vuhu hadin lahashoke. Now, so the Chochmas Menoich explains that you have to say as follows, that if that our Mishnah Iboyis Eimo Rebbe Vekule Masniso Bishabis Iboyis Eimo Rabbonon Vekule Masniso Biyontif. So the Cheshbon is like this. The our Mishnah they split up. Our Mishnah that says Mashikin Hu Adin Matbilin, that's Biyontif. Ein Matbilin Vuhu Adin Ein Mashikin, that's Bishabis. Now, so the Gemara says, if you want, our Mishnah can go according to Rebbe, and we'll say the Bereise that Rebbe asks everything is speaking about Shabbos. So Rebbe asked Hatbole and Hashoke b'Shabbos, and that is Pshat in our Mishnah. That's the safe of our Mishnah, that Hatbole v'Hashoke is also b'Shabbos. And b'Yontif, everything is Mutter. Hashoke v'Hatbole is Mutter b'Yontif. So that means if you want our Mishnah to go according to Rebbe, we'll say that Rebbe is speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos, everything is also, and that's the safe of our Mishnah. And the Reish of Mishnah speaking by Yontif, and everything is Mutter. If you want, you can say that it's going according to the Rabbonim. Rabbonim say everything is Mutter, so they're speaking about Yontif, everything is Mutter. And our Mishnah, that's the Reish of our Mishnah, that Yontif, everything is Mutter. And Shabbos, everything is also. That means, so, it matters how you set sign our Mishnah. If you set, how it matters how you set sign the Bereis over there. If you set sign the Bereis, it's speaking about Shabbos, and our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. If you set sign that the Bereis is speaking about Yontif, our Mishnah is going according to the Rabbon. But the problem is the aim. So Rashi says on this pshat, when Roy Leforish came, Ledardiki the Beirav. I think Rashi means to say such a pshat. I feel Ledardiki the Beirav shouldn't say such a pshat. You have a problem, but don't say such a krum pshat. Beim came. If you'll say that our Mishnah was matter everything in Yontif, Bimkain lisni kilse vishaminon chamirte. Lishmeinin hatbole demuter. Don't tell me hashok is muta biyontev. Tell me hatbole is muta biyontev. Anamina dechoshke na hashoke. Aval hashte dashminin mashikin iklame medavke ktoni. Aval bole loy. Dechain linin shabis dashminin avaloy matbilin. Nihu adin la hashoke svirale. Aval lishminin ein mashikin. Shemini koshkein de ein matbilin. Amol hashte dashmin ein matbilin, kmeima hashoke shori. So memele, so Rashi says that this pshat, you're saying such a difficult pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah holds, that means you're telling me the Braise holds, there's no difference between hashoke and hadbole. Either everything is mut, everything is osa. In our Mishnah, the Reish is going on Yontif, the Seif is going by Shabbos. So Memele, so the Mishnah phrased the wrong halachas by each one. By Yontif it says Mashikin, and you're telling me the Mishnah also have bolas also muta. The Seif says Ein Matbilin, you're telling me the Mishnah holds that if Ein Mashikin, the Ashok is also also. So the Mishnah chapped on the wrong bother. But a raya to my pshat is safer at a sefte. But I said there's a different gilsa. The kachmatzin the boy, the mesaches Shabbos, the mesaches bay. Abal kapon the my pshat Rashi says that the sefte taka says the way my gilsa is. I forget that the reish is speaking about adbole. the Sefer speaking about the Reish of the Barais is speaking about Hadmon, and the Sefer speaking about Ashoke, that's Reish Beyontev, the Sefer Bishavos. Reish Beyontev, the Sefer Bishavos, yeah. Let us see Taisvis. Ein Magbilin as a Keli Agabi Meimov Letaroi Ve Ein Mashike. That's Rashi's Gilse, that the Reish is Atbol and the Sefer is Ashoke. Horigor is Rashi, Atbol Okoide Mashoke, Bein Bedivre Rebbe, Bein Bedivre Chachomim, Besforim Oyekosov Ivche, Ashoke Koide Matfole. Bakel Echot, so Taisi says the problem isn't schwer, it can be girls in this also. Elashagir says, as Sforim goes, then you have to be Geiris Fakel, not Reishe Beyonte, Beseifer Beshabbos, but Reishe Beshabbos, Beseifer Beyonte. Elagir says, Rashi, Reishe Beyonte, Beseifer Beshabbos. But the Atisefti, Gir Rashi, Agirse. Rima Shekosu, Besforim, Ashoke, Koidem Adbola, Etuchel, of course, Reishe Beyonte, Beseifer Beshabbos. On Kate, for Shamas Nisen Koi, Tony Mashiken, Abloy Madbilan. Vishibasuka the Perish Rashi, to say that it's going to be Goyrist, that means that the Sefte, you could be Mahapach, but then you have to be Goyrist, Reisha B'Shabbos, V'Sefer B'Yonte. Now, if you want to be Goyrist, Reisha B'Yonte, V'Sefer B'Shabbos, it cannot be going on the Sefte, it's be going on the Mishnah, so then you have problems, the way Rashi was Moira. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabono, Kli Shen Nitmo Me'erev Yontev, Ein Matbilen Oysoi Bein Hashmoshes. Zot Rashi, Ein Matbilen Oysoi Bein Hashmoshes, Mibnei Shu Sofik Lailo, V'nimtso Matbil B'Yontev, Bein Hashmoshes of Sofik Lailo, so comes out, he's not permitted to be Matbil in Yontev, she's not permitted to be Matbil in Bein Hashmoshes, which is Sofik Yontev. Rab Shimon Shizuri Oimer Af Bechoyel Ein Matbila Noisoi, Dibnei Shetzorich Erev Shemesh. What does Rashi say? Af Bechoyel. Im Onu Royim Odom Amatbo Keli Bein Hashmoshes. If we see a person was Tovel Akeli Bein Hashmoshes, Onu tzrichen lahachzirei. Now this lahachzirei is a shvere loshen. I saw on the Shittas Akadmoinim, the Maria Buev is geiris, onu tzrichen lahazhirei. It makes much more sense. Let's just go with this girse. Onu tzrichen lahazhirei. You see a person, bein hashmoshes, he's toivle. So you have to be mazahim, velimchois peyodot, you need Erev Shemes. V'zeh ha-matpil keli balaylo vaday datay lishtamish boi miyad, v'loy lahamtim Erev Shemes delamocha. Now, I think the reason why we say such a thing, if you see someone toivling at night, you say he has intentions to be mishtamish miyad, I think the reason is because Bismaneyim, it was very difficult to do things at night. There was not lighted streets. It's very difficult to table something at night. Now, if you have intentions to use it, so achach lo yegunis. So, listen, I need it now. I'm making a suda now, so I have to table the keli. But if you're first going to use it for tomorrow night, so why do you have to go now and then when it's pitch black to go to the mikveh and table it? Wait till tomorrow to be table it. So your action seems to tell us that you are, because you need it now, that's why you're toivling it. So therefore, if you see a person that's toivling a keli bein hashmoshes, which is already sofik laila, and from his actions it would seem that he intends to use it, so tzorich lahas hiroi v'limchis biyodei, so you have to go over to him and give him a tap on the back, and said, Rabid, I know why you're toivling it, because you want to use it now. That's why you came out now when it's dark to toivle it.
But you have to warn him. You can't use it now. You have to wait the whole till the Erev Shemesh of tomorrow. It's Laila. It's Ben Hashmoshes, and you can't use it. That's the tzorech lahasirei velimchais biyod. So, yeah, that's what Rav Shimon Shizuri said. V'tane kame leiboy Erev Shemesh. So. So Rav Shimon Shizuri is very right. I mean, this is, if you see someone titling something Bein HaShemoshes, and the assumption is during the week that he intends to use it, so you have to go and tell him. So why Davke did the Tanakama say that Davke in Matvil Naisa Bein HaShemoshes of Yom Tev? Why didn't the Tanakama say that during the week also there's a din of Ein Matvilin? Upon them, you have to tell them that they shouldn't use it. Omar Rove Ashkechesinu le Rabbonon de Veira. So he found the Rabbonon de Veira. The Yosvi, the Koomri, the Marshavtoi, Nikeres, the Toich Maisov, Komifli. Machloikis is between Rav Shimon Shizuri and the Tanakame. If you have to be Mazir Bechoil, if you say machshavtoi nikeres mitoch maaseh, if you can read his machshava from his actions, the heichi domi, what's the case for machshavtoi nikeres mitoch maaseh? What is the case? Kegoin denokat mone biyode. We saw a person he's holding a keli veroit. And he's running. Ve'ozol bein hashmoshes latvula. See a person running bein hashmoshes with a cake. Is mar sova haide koroi. Why is he running? Ve'ozol. Why is he running? Why, what's, it's in the middle of the week. And it's bein hashmoshes and he's running. So that's telling us something. May the yode the boy erev shemesh. So he knows that you need erev shemesh. So he wants the chaparain to be tabled the keli before Tzeisa Keichov. That's what he wants to do. No, he came, so he ran to the mikveh, and then all of a sudden he looks at the clock. It's a shot, it's too late already. No, he's here already, so what should he do? So he tables it already. But this person that was running to the mikveh, we see his lomdus, his yediyas in his running. Why was he running for? Kochich, he was running because he wanted to make it before Erev Shemesh, and so such a person, you don't have to go and tell him anything. You don't have to tell him that, adrosh about Erev Shemesh. He knows Erev Shemesh. Umar sova, that machmas malachti u de karoi. No, he's a busy man. He just found 5 minutes now to table the kalim. His wife was nudging him for weeks already to table the kalim. So now he's tearing away 5 minutes from his business. So the business is business. So the mice, so he's running to make it, to take care of it as quick as possible. But there's no raya from his running that he's a lamdan, that he knows that there's a din of Erev Shemesh. Could be he's running because, he's machmas malachti in the karoit. Let us see Rashi. The Tanei Kana loiboy bitmiye, ashkirsimi la'abon and ve'rav la'tomidim shebebeis ha'medrash, maisa of the karoit b'mrutze is made a yoda the boy Erev Shemesh. So I see from his running, he knows he need Erev Shemesh. V'hainu deroit, that's why he's running. Kisova lahas bekoidim yitzias yom. He wants the chaparain before the day ends. Sheyire sheloyaspik. But now he's here already and he sees that he didn't chaparain. Hoyul ubol mikveh. Since he's here by the mikveh already, goy metzvilosoi. Umamte milishtamish boy ad sheyarev shimshoi. So memele, he knows this. Hilkach. Therefore, Bein Ashmosh is the Yontev. So now we're saying Pshat and the Tanakam.
So this person was running. So if it would be Stamazay during the week, there's nothing but to worry about. His running is telling us he's a Lamdan, that he knows about Erev Shemesh. But if this is Bein Hashmoshes of Yom Tov, also, so then it's also Mishum de Matzel be Yom Tov Shalei Letzayrich. Because he's Matzel be Yom Tov Shalei Letzayrich. So you have to tell him, you're not allowed to be Teivul. Avo b'chol loy mechinim bei, the machshavtei nikeresh, shelaherev shimshay hu miskavim b'teich maisov shel merutzos. Now Rashi over here starts telling us the difference between chol and yontif. Chol is, as we see, he's machshavti nikeres miteich maisov, that he knows about Erev Shemesh. Fine, that's chol. Yontif, he's the same lamdan, he knows about Erev Shemesh. So he won't use it, so he won't use it the whole day yontif. So it comes out, so it's also because he's matul b'yontif shalei letzayach. So Marsha asks, number one, why did Rashi have to say it's a new vote now? That the reason ain matvilim bein hashmoshes is because he's matvil shalei letzayach. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya said, ain matvilim oisoi bein hashmoshes neshu sofek laila v'nimtze matvil b'yontif. You're not allowed to be matvil b'yontif, period. Now Rashi says, it's a new lamdus. He's matvil shalei letzayach. Rashi machzach neshvissendik von ein matbilen beyontev. Mapsanusvar is matvul shalele tzorech. So the Marsha says as follows. He says that, Stamazai, this halacha to say, ein matbil, just like there's a din ein matbilen beyontev, so you're not allowed to be matbil bein ashmoshes, he says that's right from Poshet. Because he says in Erevin, you see, the many tanoim told the gozl shvus bein ashmoshes. The whole ein matbilen is ashvus. Whatever the reason is, Shema Yavir, the Merzakim Masaka, whatever it is, it's a Shvus. And there's many Tanoim that hold, ain't that the ain't Shvus, Legozlo Shvus, Bein Hashmoshes. So Memele, Stamazay to say you're not allowed to be Tevil, Bein Hashmoshes of Yontav, because ain't not Bilo be Yontav, what didn't they make Bilo Bein Hashmoshes? Legozlo Shvus, Bein Hashmoshes. So the reason you're not allowed to be Matdol, Bein Hashmoshes is because it's at Bolo Shalei Letzayrich. If you need Erev Shemesh, it's at Bolo Shalei Letzayrich. Period. Frek the Marsha, how could Rashi of all people say such a thing? You know, he had Rashi that he dressed him at Aleph. That brought down a Yesh Meforshim. The Yesh Meforshim said that the Nitmo Ba'ava Tume Beyontev Ein Matbila Noisai, even though it's Nitmo Beyontev, because it's at Bolo Shalei Letzayrich, because you didn't have to wait till Erev Shemesh. Sharashi jumped down their throats. He says, why is it called that Bolo Shalei Letzayrich? He can be Tevil Chulin. That's what Rashi said over here. So all of a sudden, Rashi says it's that Bolo Shalei Letzayrich. It's not Erev Shemesh. He can be Tevil Chulin. So Zukta Marsha, darf man doch a Kolchach sagen, that here it's speaking about a Koyin that wants to be Tevil Truman. Rashi reminds you later says it's speaking about a Koyin. So then he asks, so if this Gemara is speaking about a Koyin, so let the Gemara before also speaking about a coin. Emerson Tyson says this Teretz is speaking about a coin. The Riefs, a coin also Yitzchulun. But Rashi Al-Kochach learned this Gemara that if you hold by Gozer Shvus Bein HaShemoshes, so the whole reason is because that's Bolo Shloi Letzayich, and it's only Shloi Letzayich for a coin, and only he's going to use it for Truma. So if that's how Rashi's learning the Sugya, so why couldn't Rashi learn the Sugya before on Daf Yitzchus like this Pshat? This kasha, the Marsha is Ma'ira. My shvager, Amisha Palik, was Ma'ira on this Marsha, an interesting nekude. The Marsha says that, why did Rashi have to come in with a new cheshbon over here? Rashi says, you know, he's not the matbol bein hashmoshes, because that bolo shalei letzayrich. Why doesn't Rashi say stamazoi? Because ein matbilim beyontet. So the Marsha says, no, because Legozru Shvus Bein HaShemoshes. So if it's Legozru Shvus Bein HaShemoshes, so
what does it bother me that he won't be able to use it for Yontif? The matl be Yontif shalele tzairech. This is also only osami the rabbonim. So if you say le gozru shvus bein hashmoshes, so this should also be mutter bein hashmoshes, even though it's hatbola shalele tzairech. Would seem from the Maharsha that there's a difference. The Gzeiris Chazal, like Ein Matbilen B'Yontif, because of different reasons, Shema Yavirenu, Merzek Emesakim Mone, the Gzeiris Chazal, Le'gozru Shvus Bein Hashmoshes. But this is a Lahadbil B'Yontif Shalei Letzorech. This doesn't fall into the category of Le'gozru Shvus Bein Hashmoshes. And this will be also by Nashmoshi since it's Sofik Laila. Dr. Gemore, Vaminilu Ano, Bemarshati Nikeres, Mitoch Maisev, the Kula Alma Loi Pligi. Marshati Nikeres, Mitoch Maisev, which we before we said, that was the Machloikas, the Tanakama, Rab Shimon Shazuri, Lay pligi, there's no machlekes in that. Everyone knows if you see him running, bein hashmoshes, you know he's a lamdan, he's aware of the union of Herav Shemesh. A pligi, but the machlekes is in a different case. Gagain de itmi bepoches mechadashe. He had a keli that became tomi bepoches mechadashe, but also lakame de rabbonon, Lishule bepoches mekadash. He came to the Chachamim and to ask a shayla about a poches mekadash. Eat me, Eloi. There's a poches mekadash of a sheretz metame. Mar sovam vidoholoi goma, herev shemesh nami le goma. If he didn't know the loch of poches mekadash, he also doesn't know the loch of herev shemesh. Mar sovam hohu doloi goma, ho herev shemesh goma. Could be Erev Shemesh, he does know. Well, we'll see Rashi in the Veinik. Let me just tell you what the Riyabuv says Pshat according to Rashi. He says it is speaking about that a person was running Bein HaShmoshes with a keli in his hand and he was going to the mikveh. Now, we assume that this person is a lamda, machshavti nikeres mitoch maisov, mistome, he knows that there's Erev Shemesh, and that's the reason, that's what's motivating him to run, bein hashmoshes tachaparayin before Lilo. So we don't tell him anything, because we assume he's a lamda. After Tzeisa Kechovim, he comes to the Rav, and he asked the Rav Ashau, no, I have a shayla, a keli of mine, a sheretz, I had a chelik of a sheretz that was pochus b'kadashe, touched this keli. Is it tomei or toya? Now, till now, we were on the depression, this person was a big lamdan. He knew tumei v'tare. The reason he was running, machshavti nikeres mitoch maisev, the reason he was running bein hashmoshes, because he knew the din of Erev Shemesh. Now all of a sudden he asks us a very unintelligent kashim. If a poches mekadasha is metam a keli, a sheret that's poches mekadasha metam a keli, the first about the nura mesechtas kelim. So it seems he didn't learn about the Nura Masechtas Kalim. So from this Shaila, we see that he's not a Boki in Hilchas Tuma V'Tar. No, the Shaila is, could be he's not a Boki, but could be the Aloch of Erev Shemesh he does know. Because the Aloch of Erev Shemesh he learned in Chayde. You don't have to learn about the Nura from this. This is a Posik in the Torah. The aloche that a sheretz is only metame b'chadashe, this you have to know about the nura. This is only a tarash. In Chayde Zichah didn't learn it. So that is the machloikis of Rab Shimon Shuzuri and the Tanakami. That if he asks by a second keli, he'll ask a shaila that shows he's ignorant of the halacha of Hilchas Tumas Sheretz, do we start thinking that Mistami he was also ignorant in the halachas of Erev Shemesh, and his running before was did not really show us that he's a lamdan in Hilchas Tumas Vetara? Or do you say the ignorance in the halach of Tumas Sheretz does not tell us that he was ignorant in the halach of Erev Shemesh? And I'm saymer on the Rita that what he ran Bein Hashmoshes that tells us that he was Bucky Behilchus Erev Shemesh. Now let us see Rashi in the beginning. Rashi says the kul alma loy pligi the vade nikeres beinish the alma. An inish the alma, a normal person, if he runs Bein Hashmoshes, that's telling us that he's a boki in Hilchos Erev Shemesh. Hai gavre de iflig bei Reb Shimon Shuzuri. But this person, that is a machlekes of Shimon Shuzuri, bo omar, Reb Shimon Shuzuri says, do loy emrinin bei, by this person, we don't say machshavti nikeres betech maiso, going to eat melei monachine, because by this person something else happened. Another keli also became tummy, but pachas mikadash min hasheretz basalish shiulei. Ohu deloy gomel. So now the Tanakhama says that's no raya from the shail on the second keli, that on the first keli when he was running Bein Hashmoshes he also didn't know the din of Erev Shemesh. The Lexiv Behed Ye Bechadasha, the din of Kadasha doesn't say, so that could, the Lacha could be, he doesn't know. Avol Herev Shemesh the Behed Ye Ksiv, Migma Gomer, that he did know. The Kainaskin is the Mishtamish Beitrumem. Zok the Gemara Vaito, Atvila Migav Lagav, Tana Rabon and Ketzad Migav Lagav, Horeitzelasa is Gitoi Agav Kadoi, the Kadi al Gav Gitai. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Reitzelas Gitai al Gav Kadi, Misha Hoyu Kailov Tmeim, Vit Bilom Lidas Drichas Zeisov. He was tabled the Kalim because he wanted to have them for the Drich of his Zeisim. Vit Nimlach Lasa is Gitai. Then later he decided that he's going to use this kelim not for Zaysim, for another. Is Oise Gitoi, so he could use this kelim for the gas, Algav Tvila Zu, because of the previous Tvila, Sheet Vilashem Kadoi. Peinzoch Larze Lahat Vilashem Gas. There's no need halachically to retable them for another. So if he makes now a second tefillah, because he's abol lahachmer al atzmo and he wants to be matful, tani mas nisin shumatful beyontiv. This he could be table in yontiv. Shein kantik in keli vein a tefillah sherei ein a tzricha. Now the shaila is what is pshat in this second tefillah. The ra'os says pshat in Rashi. Shedarkon hoye lahatvil kleyen mimloche lemloche mishum maila. That there used to be the derech of the people that there used to be matvil de kelim from one meloche to another meloche al tachum rebalmen. Elekach nogu ba'atzmum. It was a minig that they used to feel zech to toivu from one meloche to another meloche. Biyomim, I think I should say, shenoigim bem tara deine biyontiv. He says, in yontiv, which was yimei tahare, so then they were machmer, and then they were machmer, they used to be metayer the kelim if they're going to do a different meloch in yontiv. Even though this was a choiv by them, it was a kabbalah, but since meikar adin, there is no need to make this tefillah over again. Mutar la'asos b'yontif. Kegoyin shayilay kelim shenishtamish behem migitoy. He had kelim. V'rotzel advilam. The night wants to be table them. Behein tzorich krenot. Behein little behem shemen oile kadoi. Behein little behem yayin migitoy. Behein tzorich advilam. Lashon is unclear, but I want to mention another horror. So Al-Kabbalah, that's how the Ror learns Pshat, that it was a Kabbalah, it was a minig, that in Yontif they used to go, and if they did a different meloche, in Yontif, they used to be mitaher the Kalim a second time. And the Chiddush is that this Tare was not Nesal Tzegzeirin Matbilim Beyontif. Now, I saw in the Chochmas Menoyach Taf Yitzayin Amid Beis, and Rashi says, Matbilim Migav Legav Beyontif. The Yontif Matbilim Migav Legav. So the Chochmas Menoyach says, why did Rashi say Yontif and Shabbos will be Yosef? Lochayre, falochically, it doesn't have a Teres Tvilet, she be Mutar Afilu, to Shabbos also. So he says that it is, since we're speaking about Driche, so Driche is also b'Shabbos. So that's what Rashi says, it's speaking about Yontif. Now I really don't understand what he says. L'cheire Driche is also b'Shabbos also, b'Yontif also. L'cheire Schite in Simon Tov Tzadikeit says Schite is also b'Yontif. Here and Dav Gimel, they asked the Abaye Shanel the Beyontif Mashkim Shezovu. So you see, Mashkim Shezovu is also Beyontif. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Dach Sechmir, it is speaking about that he did not use this kalim for Etzem Melechas Driche. Maybe they were Kalim that he, maybe it's speaking about, he was Marasik, the Zaysim Va'anovim Iba'oid Yoim, and it was running out in Shabbos and Yontif, and he used these Kalim to be Mekabel the Yayim. But he did not make a Driche with these Kalim. And the Lashon of the Ra'or perhaps would seem like that. The Ra'or says, we mentioned before, Bein Tzorich Loi, or maybe that's all, Bein Tzorich Loi, Little Behem Shemen, Oile Kadoi, Veroitz Little Behem Yayin, Migitoi. Bein Tzorich Loi, Little Behem Shemen, Veroitz Little Behem Yayin, Migitoi. Veroitz Alad Bilam. Maybe that's what he's saying, that he wants to use them to, he wants to use them just to be ma'asif, the yayin and the shemim. Not he's doirich with them. The lotion of Rashi tak is mashman. It's like this. V'tvilon ledas trichas zeisov. So you have to understand that he's toivel it for trichas. Is he then permitted to make trichas zeisov in yontif? Let's go further.
Keitzer mechabura lechabura. What is the case of one chabura to another chabura that he's tabling the kelim a second time? Hayoichel b'chabura zu, v'roitzer lechel b'chabura acheres or shus b'yodai. Was eating, and he had decided to eat in one chabura, and then he changed his mind to eat in another chabura. So the shus is he's permitted to be table the kelim. But as Rashi. Chabura zu al pischoi. Vohoyo tomei oi kelov tomeim. He was tomei or his kelim were tomei. Before he entered the first chaburim. V'tova ledas came. So he tabled himself to be able to be a chelik of chabura aleph. And he'll eat with these kelim the kolben pesach. And then later he decides that he's going to switch chaburis. So this was all done Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, before the Shechitas HaPesach, one is permitted to switch from one chabura to the other chabura. Harshus biyodois is permitted to be toivul now the kalim. Veinsach lachzer velitvil. He's not mechuyev to veinsach lachzer velitvil. Now he doesn't. If he decided now to eat in a different chabura, meikaradin, he's not mechuyev to be toivul this kalim again for the second chabura. The Kamra Masnis in Dimbola Hachmel Hatwal Kalev Lashem Chabura Cheres Matwal Beyond. If he wants to be Mach, he's permitted to be Tevil in Yontav. So Lachere the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that Vashteitzach switching the Chabura you can only do Erev Yontav because you can only switch the Chabura because man the Korban Pesach wasn't geschorten. So he switched the Chabura Erev Yontav. But he didn't have a chance yet to be toivel his kalim for the second chabure. Now it's yontev already, so he's permitted to be toivel his kalim now in yontev. The chokhmas menoyach and daf yezainim at beis, the chabure la chabure, he wants to say it is speaking about that it was Shabbos and this tvila was done before he switched to the second chabura. From Rashi, it would seem clear that it is yontev, matvel be yontev. Now, the Tosis Rid explains that kochach we have to say, if he wanted to be a legitimate tvila, so lecheire you need herev shemesh. I mean, if he's making a tvila already, so should have hilchas tvila, so should need herev shemesh. So the Tosis Rid says it is speaking about that the kalim had become tame with a vlada tume, so we had learned before in Taisus that you tres a medal of masal kli that a kalim that nitma be vlada tume after the tefila it becomes toher already, and you don't need Herev Shemesh for that. So therefore, the second tefila could be done in Yontif. Second tefila was in Yontif, and as soon as the tefila is over, it's a kosher keli. You don't have to wait for Herev Shemesh. Now, it's unclear. Rashi started off by saying, V'hoya tomei, oi kelov tomei. Rashi started off that he was tomei, oi kelov tomei. So it seems the tefila was either for him or for his kalim. Rashi is Messiah, So Rashi is Messiah with the kalim. So Poshet Rashi is Messiah with the kalim because on him there's no iser of tefila in yontev. According to Beis Hillel, because it's Nira Kameika. But, so the Chiddush is that one is permitted to be table the Kalim because doesn't have a Hilchas Tvila. But if he was Tame, you have to understand what he accomplishes with being table himself again in Yontev, since for himself he would need Herev Shemesh. As the Taisus Rid was Moira. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. By Shami Aimim Mevim Shlomim. In Yontif one is permitted to bring Shlomim. What seems to say Shalmei Chagige. But Vein Saimchem Aleim. One does not make Smicha on these Shlomim in Yontif. Avaloi Oilois. But the Oilois Rie is not permitted to bring. Bezul Oimrim. Mevim Shlomim Vaoilois. He's permitted to bring Shalmei Chagige and Oilos Rie. That's one machlekes with Beis Shammai that he's permitted to bring Oilos. And number two, V'saimchem Aleihem, he could be Seimach and the Shlomim. Let us see, Rashi may be in Shlomim beyontav l'shiyesh be machilas Odom. So that goes into the gather of Lochem. Vein Seimchem Aleihem, Shasmicha Asurim Yishem Shvus, Shebechol koichai hayosaymech, he leaned on the behemoth with all his koiches, v'avalei mishtamish bebalechayim, that falls into the category of mishtamish bebalechayim, asnan, ein roichven al gabi behemoth. We learned ein roichven al gabi behemoth. avoloi oilis, maybe an oilis, chutz mitmidim and masafim shen kolb mitzibo, uzmanum kavua. Mitmidim and masafim which are kolb mitzibo and uzmanum kavua, that is permitted to be brought in yontif. That's deicha Shabbos also, avol oilis yochid, lo yovi ilfi shayim be machilas hadjit, uchsiv yas alochem voloi le gavoya. That in yontif, one is only permitted to do a malocha, which is lochem, lochem voloi le gavoya. The machloikis between Beishami and Beisilul is twofold. Number one, if smicha is permitted on the shlomim, but number two, is one permitted to bring on elisri. The Beishami sovri, chagoysim oisoi chag lashem chagige in elisri aloi, that Beishami holds that only Chagiga is muta. Chagoysim oisoi chag lashem. Only a chagiga is muta. Ri aloi. Anoilas ri is also. Visilu sovri lashem. Kol de lashem. There were marbe everything that is lashem, including oilas ri. Avon nedorim and nedovis, divrei hakel and kreven beyond. But nedorim and nedovis, sai shlomim, sai oilas, you cannot be makrev in yonte. In Omar Avada Barava, Nedorim and Nedoves, and Kraven Beyontev. One cannot be Makrev and Yontev, Nedorim and Nedoves. Let us see, Rashi, Machloikes, Beshalme, Chagige, Lismech, Veilisri, Elikorev, Masnissen. The Moide Tavayu, Beshlomim, Lohovi. The Mishnah, the both of them are Moide. That they're permitted to bring Shlomim. Leiflikbu, Elabis, Michoson. Only with the smicha, b'shalmi chagige ma'ide b'shalmi v'vosam. So this is big mat shalmi chagige, mimnei shen chayves hayem, k'dvrinim b'chagige, chagoysim o'yisri chak, ba'oilo shenechleku, af b'ha v'osam, ba'oilo sriya nechleku, the machlekes is ba'oilo sriya, ba'hi hu de koshari b'selo, dafka ilo sriya b'selo was mata, neshehi shel yontef, because this is a mechayuvi hayem, the nafgalam of la yiro ponei reikom, that when one is nire bazori, he has to bring an oilo. Avon nedorim and nedoves, heil vein zmanam hayem klal, the zman havo is not in yontef at all, divere hakel and krevim, then you can't be makrib them. Afelu shlomim, vachoshken oilos. The yochel avion la'achas man, he can bring them afterwards. Va'avol gav, v'chagige v'riyem, Yeshlam tashlumim kol shivis. So if the criteria is you can bring afterwards, so achagig and riya also you don't have to bring in yontav. You can bring, you have a 7-day time to, for tashlumim. Shorubo sheme yeones v'lo yakriveno b'shar yomim. Osnano v'rego v'lo yichog einichar b'chiyusi v'ochem afosh b'vray shulakamon shemei taime shorulo. So the Marsha explains that Bemison and the Chagoysim, there's a posik, that you don't have to, that one brings the Chagigim. But on the Lashem, that base, Hilo Darshans, that goes on Hilo Sriye, so he says, Lashem is Marbe Dumye de Bechagoysim. Just like Bechagoysim is Mugbal in Zman, that if you won't bring it in the 7-day period, you'll be unable to bring it completely. So therefore, the Torah was matravol to bring it in yontiv. So the same thing, oilas riyah also is which is also mugbal in zman, can only be brought in the rego. So the Torah was marba from Lashem that you can bring it. And the Torah was marba from Lashem that you can bring it in yontiv. But other kalbonis with the person is not mugbol in zman, that means he can, the dolman adovis, he can bring it whenever he wants to bring it, the kolban is oile, so then the halacha is, he's not permitted to bring it in yontif.